Can you talk a little bit about NSABP B40, the new neoadjuvant trial?
The B40 trial has evolved over a very long period of time since we completed accrual to B27. Of course, we were hampered a little bit by not knowing the results of B27, but we wound up using AC followed by docetaxel as a baseline or control group regimen to begin with. I think from the very beginning, we wanted to look at the impact of adding a biologic response modifier, and we looked at a lot of them over the period of years that this has been developed, and each one we sort of looked at didn't really pan out to have the activity that we thought indicated that it would be useful in this setting. And certainly bevacizumab has come along recently in the metastatic setting as a very promising drug, not only in the metastatic setting, but also in a locally advanced neoadjuvant setting in a study that just came out from the NCI a couple of months ago. So I think we're now poised to do a number of things with the B40 trial. One is to examine different docetaxel doublets combined with capecitabine or gemcitabine as potentially ways to increase response and improve patient outcomes, and then to add bevacizumab to the chemotherapy, which may not only be beneficial but potentially synergistic with the chemotherapy in half the patients in the three different chemotherapy groups. So that'll be the design of the trial. We'll be giving the docetaxel or docetaxel doublets first, which is different from our previous design, and that's mainly being done to take advantage of the documented synergy between a taxane and bevacizumab, but to allow us to stop the bevacizumab 2 months or so before surgery so we don't run into surgical complications as a result of angiogenesis inhibition. It allows a washout period.
So what exactly is the timing then?
So it'll be docetaxel or docetaxel plus capecitabine or docetaxel plus gemcitabine given every 3 weeks for 4 cycles, followed by AC for 4 cycles. And then the bevacizumab will be given for the first 6 cycles of chemotherapy. And then those patients who randomized to bevacizumab pre-op will also receive 10 cycles of bevacizumab post-op.